Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You don't need much time or money to feel like you're miles away from the responsibilities of life in the urban jungle. Just find a paddling trail.
Paddling trails are simply segments of the coast or river, or in this case, now a lake.
Ron Smith with Inland Fisheries is part of the paddling trail team. The newest paddling trail is at Lake Arlington. And when you're on this 10.9-mile shore-hugging path, the only decision you have to make is where to go for refreshments when you take out.
We tell them where to put in, where to take out, what the regulations are, where the fun spots are, some of the historic things about the area.
Moreover, you will see things you never thought you'd see in an urban setting.
You start to get into a more natural setting, and you go by the dam. Most people don't get to get that close to a dam. And then you turn, and you go past an undeveloped area along the shoreline, and you start seeing wildlife. Then you go behind an island into a little more of a riverine kind of setting, and you start seeing herons and all kinds of different wildlife that pop in and out of the trees, and really a unique paddling trail. We're excited about this one.
So close, yet so far out. The Lake Arlington Paddling Trail dedication is on August 14th. Find more information about the paddling trails at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.